sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, Sisagaza, is Washington, D.C.
Hola Mugela, njengabule nkulu ku Studio 7, ngomvulo omhlaka 18 lwezi 2019, ngu Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, uhulumende usethembise izisebenzi zempilakahle ezithandazo ukwakha izindlu lapho azabe ebathathela khona kancane kancane imali yokuhlawulela lezi zithanda emholweni. Amagqwetha amela induna umnumzana Felix Nhlayamazwe Ndiweni uthi athi asalungisa amaphepha okuphikisa emthethwandaba isinqumo esithethwe zinduna zeMathebeleland Chief Council esokuthi aphunyiswe esikhundleni. Inkokeli zamazwe awezwekazi le-Afrika ezigoqela umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa zithe gwaqa emhlanganweni oqalise lamhlanje kwele-Arab Emirates owezenotho owe-Dubai for the Global Business Forum. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa ulomsakazo. Uhulumende usethembise izisebenzi zezempilakahle izithandazo ukwakhela izindlu lapho azabe ezithathela kancane kancane imali emholweni yokuhlawulela lezi zithanda. Izisebenzi ngakwelinye icele zithi ziyamukela leli nyathelo kodwa uDubo ukuthi lihlawulo ihlephunwa kuholo labo elivele lilincane. UBathabile Masuku usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Abunge abaningi bakhanya bekwamukela kodwa belokuthandabuza besithi lokhu yikubengezelela kunhlupho abavele bebhekane lazo. Ngabe phela ubanika lezo zithanda ngaphandle kwembadalo. Umnumzana Anthony Majongozi omele abongi bakobulawayo ugcizelela kulokho.
Ngifuna ukukhuluma le ndawo yemasitenzi ikhuluma ngayo le government yeZimbabwe. Indawo leyi inhle kodwa amasitenzi lawa abantu bazowabhadalela njalo ukuthi i-SSB imali izohamba i-SSB izothatha imali kuma salaries abantu ukuthi ibhadale imali leyana njalo ukuthi amasenzi siyafuna kodwa imali njalo siyayifuna futhi ayikhwani ukuthi bangabamba imali leyana yamasenzi vele sizosala silani singela imali yokuthi sithenge anything imali yokuthi sithenge ukudla. Yalo siyabona ukuthi izinto seziphelele zonke.
Isikhulumi sabodokotela, uDokotela Mthulisi Bebe, uthi isimanga ukuthi uhulumende akhulume ngokwezitanda wona umumo wezibhedlela lokhe ungakalungisiswa.
Akula zitendi esizaziyo thina ekuthiwa ziphiwe ngodokotela. Asikayizwa enye zisona lezi, asikwazi ukuthi zikhulunywa ngubani. Njalo isimo ezibhedlela lokho zifanana. Akula bodokotela, iminyango ivaliwe. Isigulane siyakwisele ezindlini.
Unkosikazi Nodumo Ndlovu ongumongi uthi udaba lwezutanda baluzwile kodwa abala siqiniseko kumbe indlela yokuthi bathathelwe imali.
Udaba lwezutanda siluzwile kakhulu ende asikwazi ukuthi into indlela zokuthi besithathele imali asho ukuthi zikhona
zokuthi zikhona.
Unkosikazi Mildred Nyono isigulane esivele emaphandleni uthi lokhu kungamanga kuhle ezibhedlela.
Ukuswelakala kwabodokotela empilo kusikhwalisa nzima mina ngisuke esibhedlela senkayili ngithiwe ngizodinga ukuthi ngisizakale kangisasizakalanga sengibuyela futhi ekhaya kungela lutho enduluncedo endilutholileyo kanti manje kuyaphetha ngani odokotela bengekho beshotile sithini kumanjani siyahlupheka sicela kube labodokotela.
Kuviki edluleyo umphathi ntambo wezempilakahle umnumzana Obadaya Moyo wethula umbiko ethi odokotela labongi bazanikezwa indawo zokuhlala njalo abongi sebeqalile ukubhalisa ukuze bathole lezo ndawo. Le ngenye yemizamo kahulumende eyokulungisisa izikhalazo zabodokotela ezokukhwezelwa iholo. Odokotela baqala ukukhalala umsebenzi bekhonona ngeholo elincane kanye lendawo zokusebenzela ezingalunganga ekuqaleni kwenyanga kaMpandula. Izisebenzi zempilakahle zikhanye zithandabuza lokhu zithi ngxabe zaphinda bahlephunelwe enye imali kuholo elivele lingeneli pho bazasala lani. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo ngingubathabile Masuku.
Amagqwetha amela induna uMnumzana Felix Nhlanhla yamangwe ndiweni athi wona asalungisisa amaphepha okuphikisa emthethondaba. Isinqumo esithethwe ilikansili yezinduna zeMathebelelendi eyeMathebelelendi Chief Council esokuthi aphume esikhundleni ngoba engayisilo zibulo okwakufanele lithathe isikhundla sikayise uMoyi uChief Kayisa ndiweni. Umdeni wakondiweni uthi uNhlanhla yamangwe ulokho eyinduna yehlamba baloyi ngoba yiwo eyamkhethayo njalo ulezi zathu ezibalulekileyo ngokwenza lokho. Omunye wamagqwetha amela uMnumzana Ndiweni uMnumzana Dumisani Dube utshele uSandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 ukuthi basalungisisa amaphepha ukukhweza emthethwandaba ngolwesine kumbe ngolwesihlanu.
Yes, sihambe emthethwandaba yakhona sicela ideclarator ngoba officially asika besingakaziswa yini phandle kokuba kwezinto esizithola ku-social media.
Ye, ungasichazisela ukuthi ideclarator leyo kuyini?
Isinqumo esivele emthethwandaba esiveza ubana ubana unduna uKhayisa lokhu induna akulanto esitshintshile ngoba ngomsekelo somthetho eZimbabwe induna ikhethwe imuli yazo bese proclamation by umongameli welizwe and akulo omunye umuntu ongabisela emuva leso sinqumo nxa sivele senziwe phandle kwamongameli welizwe.
Kulesinye isahluko somthetho esinika ezinye induna amandla wokuthi singamsusa esikhundleni omunye wabo nxa kukhona okusolisayo.
Nxa kukhona okusolisayo kuba kekhethe induna ezintathu ezihambe emndeni ziyehlolisise zichwayisise bese zinika ama-recommendations. But endaweni lokukhona induna uKhayisa ayizange yatshela ukuthi kulo hlupho ayizange yabizwa ukuthi izophendula lapho ngikuzwa nje ngomahlemkim ukuthi kulo mhlangano lapho kumele lo mbono ukuthi imiswe. Induna yaphoyintwa ngosemthethweni ngo-2014 umongameli wayekhona upresident then okugcotshwa enikwenziwa emdeni lezinye izinduna into iyadlula kudala.
Nibona ingani ngesiNgisi lile strong case yini?
There's a strong case, ngokuthi umthetho uphambaniseke isekelo sombuso lemithetho eminingi kakhulu. Hhayi emthethwandaba it's a clear forward matter. Isiza yini?
Kodwa kwakathethi induna lokhu eqhuba umsebenzi njengendona.
Ye, lokhu eqhuba umsebenzi. Kuyaba la izolo ekuseni lasemini. Lokhu eqhuba umsebenzi njengendona. Akula nto emisileyo.
Nxa kungela lutho lulotshwe phansi, lihamba lithwele nemthethwanda lina liyathi likubone.
Hayi, kulezinduna esizozikhuluma so akingisiza thole declarator esabe sikhale liye bemu kuyoleke bekhuluma lokho abakhulumayo okuphambanisa uZulu.
Lo ke uMnumzana Dumisani Dube igqwetha elimela unduna yenhlamba baloyi uMnumzana Hlanhla yamangwe ndiweni. Limuzeke xoxa lapho ecingweni loSithandekile Mhlanga oweStudio 7 ekoBulawayo. Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa sephuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, la ku short wave 6175, la ku 7255 ekseni susela ngo 6 kusiya ngo 7. Kuthi ke ntambama kusukusela ngo 8 kusiya ngo 9. Sitholakala ku 909 medium wave, la ku short wave 4930, 13860 la ku 15460 kHz. Ku live talk sitholakala ku short wave ku 4930, 13860 la ku 15460 kHz. Kusukela ngo 8 kusiya ngo 9 ntambama. Umphathi ntambo wedolobha lakoBulawayo uNkosazana Judith Ncube usekwe thekeleleni kwelebhilithane leqola lakhe ngemva kokunxuswa ngabenhlanganiso ephathisa amazwe awezwekazi le-Afrika kwezemnotho lentuthuko eye-British African Business Alliance. Intatheli ezindaba yeStudio 7 uEzra Chisa Sibanda usethulela udaba lolu ngokugcweleyo.
UNkosazana Ncube ukhokhela iqura eligoqela iziphathamandla zogatsha lokwethekelela kwelizwe labebhange elikhulu elizweni ele-Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe uhambo lokwethekelela amadolobha atshiyeneyo aweNgilandi bekhatshwe ngabe abanxusileyo abenhlanganiso yababha behlangana labosomabhizimisi. Ngemva kwemhlangano labeBrithani, iqula leli libe lethuba lokuhlangana lezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kweleBrithani ezidabuka koBulawayo. Unkosana Judy Ncube uchaza lo mhlangano ukuthi ubungowani.
Sibuye lapha uzofaka amakhanda ethu ndawonye labantwabethu, labafowethu, uhambo lolu olokukhangela ngezentuthuko kwaBulawayo. Sincedisane, sidinga i-input eyabantwabethu, eyabafowethu abangapha ukwenzela ukuthi sibambisane umsebenzi lowo okoBulawayo. iBulawayo yayihlonitshwa nge-industry, yikho nje silapha sizodinga ukuthi nxa sinazo zama-investors sixoxisane, sibonisane ukuthi sibambe njani.
Inzalo kaBulawayo yaseNgilandi imtshele ngobunzima izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe ezidibana lazo ekutholeni usizo kungatsha ezijini zikahulumende. UmaNcube uthi uhulumende wakhe usekulungisisa lokho.
Ukungena kule ofisi uphume kuleyana, ungena kuleyana ihofisi kwenza abantu benyampe. Kungakho umongameli usethe usefuna i-one stop shop, umuntu ozangena nje alungiselwe konke aphuma ahamba eqalisele. Silokujabula okukhulu kakhulu ngemhlangano elungisiweyo, sahlangana labantu abaningi. Abaningi bakhona bazimisele kakhulu ukuthi bebuye koBulawayo. Kubahlali bakoBulawayo asisukumeni, akulankwali eyaqhwandelenye.
Umnumzana David Smith umgcinihlalo we-British African Business Alliance iBABA, umanyana wabosomabhizimisi beBrithani ababona ngezobudlelwano bokuthuthukisa izwekazi le-Afrika abayibo abanxuse abedolobho lakoBulawayo.
We are a diaspora-led network of business leaders in the African community in the UK, looking at what we can do to stimulate investment, business partnership, development projects and the creation of jobs on the continent. It's not a traditional international engagement. I see it as the mobilization of the power of the diaspora, the power of the African
community.
UMnumzana Smith uyaphambili egcizelela ukuthi kungani bekhethe idolobho lakoBulawayo.
Bulawayo is at a point in its development where it has a rich history. It has huge resources available to it. It has a vibrant population, and yet it is missing many, many things. And part of that is investment. Part of it is also organization
management.
Umama uzalapha ngokulandela umkhankaso we-devolution of iBulawayo, or not devolution, which is the main issue ekhona ekhaya. Manje namhlanje uzile lapho kuzehlangana lamaZimbabweans ukuthi asethulele lolo daba, njalo lokuthi thina esikhatshana esihlala ngapho ukuthi kuyini esingakwenza ukuthi siphathise abakwethu abasekhaya.
UMnumzana Zwe Reeves ebekulombuthano uthi okumjabulisayo ngokuza kwamphathintambo ludaba lwentuthuko yakontuthu ziyathunqa.
Okuqakatheke kakhulu yikuthi uminista ubuye ethwele khona okuyikho okuqakathekileyo mayelana ngeBulawayo development. I-focus kaminister ingeyeBulawayo and development of Bulawayo. Wonke umuntu obuyileyo lapha abavela koBulawayo, izizalwane zakoBulawayo ziyazi ukuthi koBulawayo kuyini okufunakalayo.
Umphathintambo koBulawayo lequla lakhe basesele minye imihlangano labosomabhizinisi beNgilandi, njalo bakhalele ukubuyela ekhaya kondongazwelene ngemva kokwethekelela leyo lizwe okwensuku ezilitshumi. Ngimela Studio 7 eBradford, igama lami u-Ezra Chisa Sibanda.
Inkokheli zamazwe awezekazi le-Afrika ezigoqela umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa zithe gwaqa emhlanganweni oqalise lamhlanje ozaphela kusasa kwele Arab United Emirates wezenotho oweDubai for the Global Business Forum GBF Africa 2019, oqoqwe ngabenhlanganiso yeDubai Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Abangena lomhlangano bagoqela omongameli abanjengoGeorge Weah weLiberia, uDan Fowler weSeychelles, uCarlos Agostinho dos Santos, inhloko kahulumende leMozambique, uRuakana Ruganda, inhloko kahulumende weUganda, labanye. Ukuhlaziya uhambo lukaMnangagwa lokuya eDubai. Sixoxe lengcwethi ecubungula ezomnotho umnumzana Andrew Zwambile.
Angiboni ukuthi kungasincedisa njani ngoba masikhuluma investment thina kulokunye singakwenzi kahle ikakhulu naso kukhuluma ukubhadala izikwelete zabantu ne-inconsistency zesikhona khona lapho ku-currency. So angazi ukuthi ngoba inhlangano yakhona upresident aseyihambile for the past 2 years iminingi kakhulu, so awukaphumi litho olubambekayo.
Kodwa phela abanye bangathi yile yimizamo yakhe yokuthi avuselele umnotho weZimbabwe njengokwethembisa kwakhe.
Imizamo siyayibona but sengikhangelisisa kakhulu ukuthi la ma-businesses akhona kathi eseZimbabwe ayavala ngoba i-environment yangkhona kayenzi, imali yakhona kayenzi, sithi izimdola kodwa isebenza khona lapha eZimbabwe kuphela, ayisebenzi kwenye indawo.
Nxa sikhangele njalo ukuthi yona le mihlangano yangkhona ichu kuba kunxuswe abaphathi ntambo labanye abacebisi bakahulumende labo somabhizimusi, kuye kube kudingeka na ukuthi umongameli Mnangagwa abe khona khona ngale?
Ngombono wami yokungadingeki ngoba masikhangela even labalutshwane bona laba bomongameli abakhona bebethumela nje abantu ukuthi be-attend. Ikakhulu mina bengingaprefer ukuthi kuthunyelwe osomabhizinisi lama inhlanganiso eziningi uZimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce, inhlanganiso eziletha osomabhizinisi ndawoni.
Iproblem engiyibonayo esila eZimbabwe ukuthi uhulumende yena nguyo ofuna ukudrive investment on behalf of ilizwe. But sesibone ukuthi uhulumende ama-parastatals onke nje sikelela they are not doing kuhle, ayenzi kahle. So kuyabe kulula nje ukuthi osomabhizinisi beyibo aba-interact labanye ababamabhizinisi ngoba lapha imali esiyibonayo lapha eyabe ikhishwa eDubai eyabe ikhishwa i-Standard Bank in Africa. So kuyabe kutshengisela ukuthi ngamaloni lawa. So ama-businesses alapha asoze kwanisa ukuthi athole imali zakwamanye amazwe basephinde be-service amalono nalayo, kuzaba nzima.
So wena ucebisani-ke uhulumende ukuthi ngabe uthatha manyathelo bani nxa sikhangele isimo esiseZimbabwe ukuthi kakulungiswa lutho oluthengiswa phandle kwelizwe?
Imbono wami ukuthi ikakhulu indaba ye-currency le imali yethu yaseZimbabwe. Okokuqala ukuthi imali yethu yaseZimbabwe isebenza khona lapha within Zimbabwe, ayisoze sithi iyimali engaka lengaka le America or kumbe le South Africa. Lokhu kwenziwa within i-black market le-RRB that is decided. But kusuka kube nzima now ukuthi thina nxa sisenza i-business lamanye amazwe directly njengabo somabhizinisi, kuba nzima ukuthi kube le-agreement nje kuphela ukuthi umuntu i-business le ngizayenza imali engaka.
So kwenziweni-ke uhulumende enzeni?
Mina mboni ngani uhulumende asihlaleni phansi sekele ukudla khonokho okulutshwane esilakho ngokuhamba ngoba ama-trip angikhona amaningi kakhulu. Kodwa akula lutho esilubonayo lubambekayo esingalubamba kathi silikhombele sithi nanku imihlangano yethu le sokuresulte ukuthi sokuzaba lalokhu lalokhana. Kuba nzima uhulumende kahlale phansi labo somabhizinisi. Osomabhizinisi bashona bekhuluma lohulumende becela izikhalazo zabo zilula and ziclear. I-Ministry of Industry has ukuthi imali yethu yaseZimbabwe ayisincedisi ukuthi sisebenze lamalokuzeni okwamanye amazwe. That's why i-economy yethu isiranwa yilaba esibathi ngosiphathelene abayibo ababe ne-forex. So kuba nzima kakhulu ukuthi uhulumende ene eqalisa ukudila lezinto phezulu ngale engabuya ngaphansi la kuma-basics ukuthi khona ilizwe lingalungiswa njani, kungakuba lengqubekela phambili njani, ama-industries angasebenza njani. Ngoba as long as singela la industry ukuthi eDubai sebe siyadingani mina angizwisisi ngoba asila industry kade sikhuluma kunje. Ama-industries akhona bathwele nzima and they are working at very low capacity and ma beproduce izinto zakhona zisuka zidure kakhulu. What more naso kulo muntu ofaka imali yakhe e-expector back, kuba nzima kakhulu. So mina bona nani uhulumende engacaleli phezulu khona ngale akaqaleli kuma-basics phansi na azwisise induku ezihlangana lapho sokungabhizinisi ezibahle.
lo gebe kungumnumzana Andrew Zwambile ingcweti ecobongola ezomnotho engusomabhizimusi wakobulawayo sixoxelaye ecingweni ekhona ngale kobulawayo. Kulayo kulamhlanje sikhangela uhlupho lokutholiswa kwabantu inhlanyelo lokulimisa. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001202465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingenelani uhlelo. Ikansili yedolobho leHarare ikhuthaza izakhamizi ukubana zigcine izinja ngendlela iqondileyo njengoba leli dolobho selihlaselwe selibalelwa kulawo aloduwo olukhulu lokusabalala komkhuhlane wobhova okwe-rabies. Intatheli zindaba yethu uMark Peter Ntambe usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
UDokotela Kutsai Masunda okhokhela isigaba se-epidemiology lokwenqatshelwa kwemikhuhlane kuleli dolobha phansi kwe-City Health Department uthi kuqakathekile ukuthi balondoloze izinja zabo abantu ngoba lesi sifo sesikhona.
The issue is that Harare is now a rabies zone, so we need to increase, I think, community awareness.
Olukhona lapha yikuthi idolobha leHarare seliyindawo elesifo sopho. Yikho kuqakathekile ukuthi sifundise uzulu ngalolu daba baluzwisise.
Uthi noma sibonakale ezinjeni sisiye ebantwini lokhe bebalutshana kakhulu bengaba ngababili kumbe abathathu ngomnyaka, abanye babo bengaba bebuya kuleli dolobha belunywe emaphandleni babuya ngapha ukuzodinga usizo lwezokwelatshwa. Uthi okudanisayo yikuthi abantu bagcina ke begcina izinja zabo ngendlela engayisiyo zigcine ziluma abantu.
We hover around 3,000 to 4,000 dog bites in a year, and the majority of them happen in the.
Sidlalela ku 3,000 siya ku 4,000 abantu abalunywa izinja ngomnyaka. Iningi labo kumizi ehlala abanengi efana le Glenview, Warren Park, Kambuzuma, Tafara, Lembari.
UDokotela Joel Tapi ukhuthaza uzulu ukuthi athole usizo lokwelatshwa ngokuphangisa ngoba belomkhuba wokuthi bengabona isilonda sesincane bengayi emakliniki loba ezibhedlela.
We do advise as doctors or as a medical fraternity that
siyakwayisa njengamadokotela ukuthi ungalunywa yini ungazi ukuthi yavaccinatwa yini noma usazi sibili gijima uye kuklinika uyothola usizo uhlatshe ivaccine.
UDokotela Masunda uthi abantu kabebe lomkhuba wokuvalela izinja zabo bahambe bezibophe ngentambo ethiwa ilishi njengokudingakala phansi kwemithetho kamasipala eyamabhayiloze, njalo bahlabise izinja zabo amajekiseni okuvikela umkhuhlane wobhova kulokuthi bamelele ukuthi lesi sifo sihlasele abantu.
Because it's cheaper to vaccinate a dog. It's because I think a dollar or even less to vaccinate a dog. To vaccinate a dog.
Uchipile sibili ukuhlabisa inja yakho. Kubiza nje idola kodwa ukuvaccinate umuntu kungabiza ikhulu lamadola eMelika.
Ingcwethi zezempila kahle kukhansel yeHarare zithi imithi ikhona okwamanje noma kusiba lezikhathi lapho esilela khona lokungatholakali. Abenhlanganiso yokulondolozwa kwamalungelo enyamazana zendlela ezifuyo e-SPCA ibhekana lodubo lokugcina imithi esetshenziswa-ke kumajekiseni atshiyeneyo ukuvikela imikhuhlane enje, besithi lokhu kubangelwa ngokusilela kwamandla kagetsi ngoba kusuka kungasebenzi kakuhle. Ukungamanga kuhle kwesimo somnotho ubangela ukuthi abantu behluleke ukugcina izinja zabo kakuhle. Ukuthi abe-SPCA bathi sebethola izinja ezifika kuchumi kusiya kwamachumi amathathu 30 ngelanga eziyabe zizulazula ezitalateni. Ngimele iStudio 7 eHarare, nguMark Peter Ntambe.
Umqeqeshi weqembu lomdlalo wenguqu elimela ilizwe leZimbabwe lama-Warriors uJoy Antipas useveze ithemba lokuthi iqembu leli lizathola yonke imiklomelo emithathu ngemva komdlalo walo leZambia ozaqhutshelwa kweleZambia khona ngale kusasa. UJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ikamu lezi mbapo lichote zwega kuru mabalandiri wa mzalo wano puchizwa wenyemfa kukuba libe mchigi lopanga 0-0 mzalo nualua kukahala wesipa asika group H kumundiswa wano kutinga maka mbaza finyile lagu ya zala kumizalo kutinga incha anjuze zwega zula se Africa Africa Cup of Nations mwumia aga 2021 na loko gele ikamu liza tiwa na lili Zambia kusasa litinga impumeleza tutugisa matuba alu haukuba libe ngilinye la maka mbaza pumili lagu ya zala kumundiswa wano we Afcon wanaoza kuchero elizo ndase Cameroon mwumia aga 2021 opete iskunja sokuba umqeqeqi weqembu lama-Warriors uJoey Antipas utshele intatheli zindaba zemidlalo phambilini kokusukuma kwaleli qembu lilibhekisa kwele Zambia ukuba kuzamele bebophe ziqine ukuze bethole imiklomelo emithathu.
We are playing away from home, so we can't just go full out.
Sizabe sidlala singekho ekhaya, yikho ngiyasisoze sihlasele singaqhizi eqhakala, kodwa kumele seluke amasuyoze asisebenzela njengeqembu. Njalo bafana bengabakhali phambi kwejeti, silakho ukuphenduka sile mpumela enhle.
Iqembu le-Algeria yile lihlezi phezu kwesibaya sika-group H le miklomelo emithathu ngemva kokuba libhaxabulele eZambia nge-5 kanya emdlalweni walo wakuqala kuthele Botswana lele Zimbabwe yalo mklomelo owodwa iqembu ngalinye. Kusenjalo lokhu kungakacaci ukuba yiliphi iqembu elizaphakamisa isicoco seligi lonyaka kwele Zimbabwe ngemva kokuba wonke amaqembu amathathu ahlezi phezu kwengalane bemjiki lobhanqa kumidlalo ayidlale ngempela viki edlileyo. Iqembu le-Cape United lihlezi phezu kwengalane lile miklomelo ngamashumi amahlanu lanhlanu ngemva kokuba libe ngumjiki lobhanqa 2-2 lele yada ngensonto. Endaweni yesibili kule qembu le-Chicken Indona lile miklomelo ngamashumi amahlanu lantathu njalo elibe ngumjiki lobhanqa 1-1 lele wange ngomgqibelo. Iqembu le-FC Platinum lalo lile miklomelo ngamashumi amahlanu lantathu njalo lihlezi endaweni yesithathu ngemva kokuba libe ngumjiki lobhanqa 0-0 leqembu le-Highlanders ngomgqibelo. Kumidlalo emithathu eseleyo iqembu le-Cape United lizadlala lele Dynamo Serengeti Platinum Stars kanye lele FC Platinum. Iqembu le-Chicken Indona lizadlala lele Bulawayo Chiefs lele Herentals kanye lele Tel 1 kuthi iqembu le-FC Platinum lona kumele lidlale lele Chapungu ele Black Rhinos kanye lele Cape United. Emsileni wengalane iqembu le-Bulawayo Chiefs litshelele lahlala endaweni yesine nxa usuka ngaphansi kwengalane ngemva kokunqotshwa nge-1 kanya elikwenziwe ngelemanyika Diamonds. Iqembu le-Chiefs lile miklomelo engamashumi amathathu lanhlanu okulinani eliphethwe liqembu le-Herentals lona elihlezi endaweni yeshumi lantathu njalo elinqobe lemushuwane Stars nge-2 kanya. Endaweni yesithathu nxa usuka emsileni kule qembu le-Wange lona elile miklomelo engamashumi amathathu lantathu kuthi iqembu le-Yada lisendaweni yesibili nxa usuka phansi lile miklomelo engamashumi amathathu lambili. Iqembu lemushuwane Stars yilo elijeke amanye amaqembu wonke lile miklomelo engamashumi amathathu. Kumidlalo emithathu eseleyo ukuthi iligi efika komlindi yacina iqembu lemushuwane Stars lizadlala lele Tel 1 eleze-PC Kariba kanye lale-Yada. Ele-Yada lona lizadlala njalo lele Harare City kanye lele Triangle. Iqembu le-Wange lona lizadlala lele Herentals ele Tel 1 lele ZPC Kariba, ikanti livele lilo mdlalo okumele liwudlale lele Triangle ewadluliselwa phambili. Abafana bebulawayo Chiefs bona kumele bedlale leqembu le-Chicken Inn ele Highlanders kanye lele Herentals kusithi ele Herentals lona lizadlala njalo lele Wange kanye lele Chicken Inn. Amanye njalo amaqembu alokhu elwisa ukusinda ekugunyulweni kusigaba saphezulu ngabalisa ele Tel 1 ele Triangle kanye lele Harare City. Njalo ele Tel 1 lona lizadlala lele Mushuwane Stars ele Wange kanye lele Chicken Inn, ikanti ele Harare City lona kumele lidlale le-Yada ele Dynamos kanye lele Ngezi Platinum Stars. Kube sekusithi ele Triangle kumele lidlale lele ZPC Kariba, ele Yada ele Dynamos liphinde njalo lidlale lo mdlalo walo wadluliselwa phambili okumele liwudlale lele Wange. Kusenjalo inhlanganiso ye-Premier Soccer League siyethule umbiko othi umdlalo wokudinga intshantshu zalonyaka kumncintiswano we-Chibuku Super Cup uzadlalelwa enkundleni e-Papa Fields koBulawayo mhla zingamashumi amathathu kuyona le nyanga kaLwezi. Amaqembu azadibana ngosuku lolu ngabalisa ele Highlanders kanye lele Ngezi Platinum Stars. Wona adibane emdlalweni weligi ensukwini ezisanda kudlula umdlalo wafika emaphethelweni zingujiki lobhanqa 1-1. Ngiyimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Siyambonga ke uNjanji lapho ukuze sigcibe uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje wothi sikhangele ezinye zenhloko zendaba kade silazo namhlanje. Amagqwetha amela induna umnumzana Felix Nhlahla Yamangwe ndiweni athi asalungisisa amaphepha okuphikisa emthethwandaba isinqumo esithethwe zinduna sokuthi aphume esikhundleni. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje. Olivalelisayo Praxitus Jeremiah. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.